What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Monday, April 20th, 2020, getting into the last week, a little more than the last week of the month here, heading into May. We've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. And today, of course, being Monday, this was the day when Indiana was supposed to reopen. Unfortunately, Governor Holcomb signed an emergency declaration extending our lockdown to May 1st, and certain elements of our society, like nursing homes and whatnot, for considerably beyond that. And I don't know about you, but I'm beginning to understand why there are so many protests in so many cities against this. We've had enough. We've really had enough. The actual numbers of sick and dead don't justify this kind of lockdown of the economy. And it's causing so much damage to so many businesses, so many families, so many people. And frankly, I think the handling of this whole COVID-19 virus has been one giant flustercluck. And I think voters are going to remember that come November here. So most of us are feeling like we're kind of under siege. And there's a lot of social unrest out there. We're very frustrated over the fact that nothing seems to be done. The numbers for COVID-19, when they take in all the people that they say have had it and didn't show symptoms, the death rate goes down to about that of the seasonal flu. So here's the deal. We don't lock down the economy for the seasonal flu, which comes around every single year. We did. We would have lost this country a long time ago. Now, the CDC chief is saying that 20 U.S. states may be able to reopen within 14 days. That's coming from Dr. Robert Redfield. And everyone's still kind of aiming for that May 1st date here. But what happens if worse comes to worse and they just decide to extend the lockdowns into next year? I mean, I think it would be an absolute disaster. It would absolutely crush our economy. You'd have people losing their homes, losing their businesses, losing everything they've spent their lives working to build. It would all be gone because our so-called leaders went into this crisis basically on the basis of guesses. They were guessing it was going to be serious. They were guessing. Of course, they called it models. Our models show it's going to be a slate wiper. And the models all turned out to be wrong. So there's no way they could extend this lockdown into next year without wrecking the country more than it's already been wrecked here. Over in Europe, Germany is reopening their shops. Nurseries are resuming in Norway. France and Spain are going to remain in near total lockdown into May. So everybody's got different opinions about what we're going on here. Some schools have already opened in Denmark. And by the way, it's not just toilet paper that's in shortages right now. Apparently, there are seed shortages. Apparently, Americans are turning to growing their own food if they have land out back. And actually, we do. I could put in a nice vegetable garden there. So apparently, a Google search of buy seeds has rocketed to an all-time high across the U.S. in March, which I think is a good thing. I think people have just received this horrible object lesson on being dependent on the corporate supply chain. Because for all its complexity, or maybe because of all its complexity, it's almost been brought down by a virus. And I think people are going to be valuing self-sufficiency and prepping a lot more than they have been in the past. Over at Hormel, the meat processing company, they've closed their Rochelle Foods plant last Friday. Now, the reason this is kind of significant to me, coming from Hawaii, if you know anything about the Hawaiian people, you know how much they love Spam. They were introduced to it during World War II because Spam was originally a military ration, and they came up with that gel that it's stored in inside the can as a preservative. And so there was a lot of it floating around Hawaii during the war in the Pacific, and the Hawaiians fell in love with it. They think it's great. There's literally a warehouse kept there so that there's never a shortage. Otherwise, people would get really, really upset. Well, Hormel's Rochelle Foods plant makes Spam. They employ more than 800 workers, and they've been shut down. They have 48 hours to comply with the new health measures to mitigate the spread of the virus. All right, callers are already calling on in, so let's start with Vince in Florida. Hello, Vince. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I'm just going to turn down my radio here, my computer. I'm a registered nurse. I've been in nursing 39 years, and I've never seen anything like this my 39 years. When this broke, they decided the floor I work on and another floor were going to be the COVID floors. We were have 42 beds, okay, on these two floors, two units.
Yes.
I work in a 300-bed hospital. The most positives we've ever had were six in one day. I had three positives in my during this whole pandemic. Two of the positives were discharged home. One guy, if you looked at him, he looked great. They sent him home on azithromycin and said, okay, go home, take your azithromycin, quarantine for 14 days, okay? We had one lady who had diabetes, hypertension, renal failure, coronary artery disease, and COPD. And she ended up testing positive. She ended up on a vent. She was elderly. And I said to the doctor, if she dies, what do we say she died of?
And he said?
Oh, we're going to say she died of COVID. I said, well, any one of these, well, not the diabetes probably, but the rest of these things could have killed her, but she's going to die of COVID. I don't know if this is true, but I heard if we get a positive, they reimburse the hospital $13,000 just for a positive. You know, if we test you and you come out positive, if you go at the vent, the federal government reimburses the hospital $39,000. I don't know if that's true. That's just simply
I've heard that myself.
It's amazing. About half the nurses think this is totally whacked. I mean, this makes no sense. You know, I've lived through flu seasons that were worse than this. I've had, you know, 40-year-old. I had one case of 40-year-old. We put on the vent during the flu season of 2017, 2018. I mean, I had where my entire floor was full of flu patients. And the interesting thing, I would ask them, you know, did you get the flu vaccine? Almost every single one of them got the flu vaccine. So, you know, I mean, there must be something else going on there why they'd want to do this, because the numbers, from my point, don't warrant this. Also, I have relatives up in New Jersey, and, you know, some of them are elderly. Nobody has come down with this. And I have a cousin who has a PhD in biology. He's specializing in immunology. He works at does medical research at a major medical center in the Northeast. And he basically I talked to him last night. He feels the same that I do about this. It's greatly overblown. I mean, okay, the elderly, you might have increased problems with them. You might want to, you know, isolate them till this is over with. But, you know, this is absolutely crazy.
It is. It is. I mean, the numbers just aren't there to justify what's been done.
Okay. I'll leave a joke I heard recently, and then I'll hang up and let somebody else talk. Did you hear about the guy in New York who was shot three times?
No.
Well, yeah, he was shot three times, and the death certificate said died of COVID.
Yeah, I've seen a whole bunch of those jokes. Apparently, Jeffrey Epstein died of COVID.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to hang up now, so let somebody else talk, okay?
All right, thanks a lot. Thank you very much. The same to you, and we're going to go over to Jim in Illinois. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. First of all, the idiot in the White House, he knew back on November 17th that there was a problem in China, and he ignored it. In fact, it came out this weekend where in January and February, what did he do? He sent material and medical supplies to China to help them with the virus. So this guy is in denial. He cares more about the economy than people dying. You know, granted what your first caller stated that he doesn't believe. That's his right not to believe it. But I know for a fact, and I know people who have died from this COVID, from this disease, and they're young. So the problem what we should deal with now is testing. Anyone that wants to go back to work, you get tested before you go back. If you want to go out there and not wear a mask, hang around with other people, may God bless you. And I hope you get the virus yourself if you think it's a hoax. But again, this whole thing could have been slowed down if Trump would have done his job, addressed the problem, and did something about it. But he chose not to. Now he's blaming others. You know, that's all I have to say. Take care and God bless.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. There is a virus. There's no question. People are getting sick. People are dying. And I don't mean to trivialize those who've gotten ill and those who passed away from it. But this horror story that we were fed about how bad this was going to be just didn't happen. This is a repeat of 2009 and the When Pigs Fly flu, which was, you know, billed and promoted as this horrible thing that was coming, get your shots, buy Tamiflu. And again, it turned out to be no more of a problem than the seasonal flu. And we don't shut the country down for the seasonal flu. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, have you heard about this Dr. Judy Mikovits? Mikovits?
No, I have not.
Heard about her yet? She's Mikovits. She's a eminent virologist. She worked 20 years at the National Cancer deal, and she worked at Fort Detrick. She knows. She's expert on all these viruses. I mean, she worked with the viruses, and the first book she wrote is Plague. The website is plaguethebook.com. But she's got some videos also on YouTube, and I listened to a couple of her videos. She knows what she's talking about. She had a dispute with Fauci for like 30, 40 years. Since 84, yes. she knew Fauci. She doesn't like Fauci. And some of these other guys, I think they ran her out for one reason or another, but she knows the whole deal. You ought to check out a couple of those videos. The one that lasts for 2 hours is really a good video. And because you understand science a lot better than most people. She's rattling off all this science. I mean, but she makes it even so a layman like me can basically understand what she's talking about. She did read. What?
What is it she's saying?
Well, one thing she's saying is masks are useless. Masks are basically useless. If for a healthy person, if you're a healthy person, you don't need a mask. You're not going to give the virus to anybody else if you're healthy, regardless of the fact that you came into contact with the virus. And a mask can make you sick. And she's because people are supposed to breathe the oxygen and not CO2. And she also says that this virus probably came from all the flu vaccines, because when they make vaccines, that goes through other mice and animals. When they make, she worked on not exactly making vaccines, but she worked on the viruses as a precursor to vaccines. She knows all about this stuff. But don't wear masks is what she's saying. And if she goes, if she has to wear a mask and go, she's going to wear a Mardi Gras mask that just covers her eyes and face. She's kind of humorous, I mean, but not her nose. And, she knows what Judy Mikovits, Dr. Judy Mikovits. She wrote her book, and then the first book is Plague, the book. I might buy it. And then the other one that just came out is Plague of Corruption, with the foreword by Bobby Kennedy Jr. So, yeah, she says all vaccines are bad. Basically, none of them work. None of them actually work. You know? So there you go, Mike. And yeah, but check it out, Dr. Judy Mikovits. I guess that's how you pronounce it. She's
okay,
Christian.
PlagueTheBook.com.
PlagueTheBook.com. You can get her, some of her videos on YouTube also. Right?
All right.
Okay,
well,
thanks,
we'll definitely
Mike.
Take a look at that. Maybe we'll try and get her on the show here. Anything else, Don?
That's all. Thank you very much. Bye.
All right. Thank you. We're going to switch over to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. That second caller you had?
Yes.
Why is it, I mean, maybe you can help me understand this, why is it these idiots that think that they have a right to tell other people how to live their lives always wish harm on those very same people? Oh, I hope,
yeah,
you know,
I'm a little bothered
if you're a denier
that.
Or not going to wear a mask that you get this thing. What is it? What's wrong with these people's heads?
Well, part of the problem is they seem to think that people either think it's a hoax or it's not. And the reality is that people think there's a real illness out there, but it's just not the big deal that everybody made it out to be.
Yeah, it's not. It's not that big of a deal, unless, of course, you're older and you have pre-existing conditions that are life-threatening to begin with. The CDC has admitted that.
Yes.
So up here in Canada, there are commercials on the radio now, and you know what they're calling people that, I guess, they're calling people that would go out like me and not wear a mask. You know, I'm still working. I'm in the food industry. Spreaders, kind of like deniers.
Yeah.
Mike, you're a spreader. What kind of crapola is that? As soon as they start up with this sort of nonsense, you know right away there's something going on here. Why push it so hard?
I keep thinking back to this book, the Madness of Crowds, and they talk about events in history where things just got totally out of control just on the momentum that people built up for themselves, like Tulip Mania. And I think this is another... I think this is another case just like that, where people were told right at the beginning, this is going to be horrible, and then they went around saying, oh, it's going to be horrible, it's going to be horrible. Everybody was hearing from everybody else it's going to be horrible, and it didn't happen. And I don't think it's going to happen. And like I said,
No. There's
a virus, people are sick, people are dying, but no worse than the normal seasonal flu.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't seem to be any worse than the even, you know, like the common cold, really. I mean, you could develop, have a common cold, and it could develop into pneumonia. Next thing you know, you're in the hospital, and you could be healthy and die from that. Walking pneumonia.
Well,
these things happen all the time.
They're saying that putting people on ventilators with COVID-19 may actually be worse for them than just plain oxygen therapy.
Yeah, you know, and you know those masks, those like N95 masks.
Yes.
I've been using those for like 20, 25 years to protect myself from, you know, like welding smoke and steel and, you know, steel filings and stuff like that. And, you know, after a little while, they become wet inside, right?
Yes.
It's going to happen. And you literally cannot breathe with them on. So you have to actually take it off. And, you know, if it's on long enough, I'm not saying, you know, after 5-10 minutes, you know, maybe half an hour, 45 minutes, depends on, you know, how hard you're breathing. But they're in no way, you know, like dangerous to your health. You're not going to, you know, suffer from carbon monoxide poisoning or anything like that. So, you know, there's so much, you know, disinformation floating around. It's sickening. It's, you know, it's just lunacy. First of all,
turn off the TV,
put down the newspaper.
Anyway, Al, we got to take a break.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting does need your support to stay on the air. And the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And don't forget, the Front Site Training Academy promotion is on again. For a one-time contribution of $500, you will receive a lifetime commander membership at Front Site Academy. It's a great, great deal if you're concerned about being able to handle your weapons properly. All right, back to the phones here. We're going to go to Stuart in Florida. Hello, Stuart. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I think it was the first caller mentioned that professor or researcher Mitkovitz or something. That's a very good interview. You can find that at The Last American Vagabond. I think it went up yesterday. It's a round table. And there's another guy also that's on there. Now, the first 22 minutes, it gets a little technical. I'm a layman, but you can kind of get the idea. So if you want, you could skip the first 22 minutes. But she was at Fort Detrick for a while. She knows about Fauci. It's a very good interview. You should definitely, people should definitely check that out. That's The Last American Vagabond, which is a great channel. Not as good as yours, but close. And the other thing is I would recommend people Go to 21st Century Wire. They have a post from a guy in Sweden who is talks about herd immunity. Also, the final one I want to mention is Kelso, who comes on at 9 o'clock on the network. I don't think it was this past Friday, but I think it was a Friday previous. He had a long segment, an interview with Professor Witkowski from Rockefeller University, I think it is, in New York City. It was super. It was towards the end of the first, you know what, if it was 2 hours, it might have been on a Sunday. But you can see the show notes, and you can see which show it was. That was excellent. So I would definitely recommend that. One other thing, you know, Drudge has kind of gone off the deep end. I always used it as a way to kind of see what's going on. But there's another one that almost formatted the same way, which people might want to take a look at, as much as I have problems with Trump. But it's called ProTrumpNews.com. So okay. With that, I'll let somebody get on. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Milton in Pennsylvania. Hello, Milton. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hello, Mike. I just want to say a lot of Pennsylvanians were bad today. We disobeyed a stay-at-home order to protest in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, and the news media said 300 people. 300 people in my butt. There are a couple thousand there.
Or more.
And then we have Wolf, our governor, come on TV. He's been doing his usual everyday thing on a coronavirus update and says we were ill-minded people, you know. No, we're fighting for the tyranny that's going on. And this thing is going to go hot. There's no doubt about it across this whole country. We start getting food shortages. People aren't getting their checks as the government promised. Hungry bellies, you're going to revolt.
Well, I'd like to avoid that, obviously. But, yeah, I can see it even around here. And, you know, the Indiana people are very mellow, low-key, and very nice, really. The best part of the move, actually. But, yeah, they're getting frustrated, and they're getting upset. And some of them are on the verge of losing their businesses that they've spent their life putting together.
They already have here at our place here in the state. And you know, when this thing is over, okay, it's never going to be over. I can promise everybody this will never, ever, ever be over. We're not going to get back to America as we knew it before this. Never.
Unless we take it back.
We're going to have to take it back. I'm ready to die for that. Just let it be known publicly here. We will get it back.
You know, there's
okay.
A lot of veterans. My father was a co-talker in the Korean War, and he would turn over in his grave to see what's going on now.
Well, that's pretty much my piece, Mike. And I think there's a lot of people out there. It may not be all the listeners, but, you know, I'm not going to lay down and die. I'll die free, man. That's all I can say. And I wish you well,
right,
my friend.
I wish you well as well. I wish you good luck. And we're going to let you go now and switch over to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hello, Michael. And good regards to Nielsen there. Keep up the good spirit, brother. You know, I still can't believe these people. And I'm no Trump bandwagon guy. I mean, when Trump does good, I'll tell you he did good. And if he does something that's not so good, I'll tell you that too. But this nonsense with Trump did this and he's responsible. You know, for 4 years he tried to keep the Hispanics, the Mexican invasion out of here. He got nothing but called names, ridiculed, and everything like that from everybody, the media, the press, other leaders,
okay.
Everybody. He tried
Miles,
to keep
I
the Chinese
put you on
out.
Hold. Miles, I got to put you on hold. Okay, so don't
yes,
hang
sir.
Up. I'm going to come right back to you after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Miles in Maine. And Miles, if you could just pick it up where you left off.
Yes, so thank you, Michael. So for 4 years, Trump's been trying to stop the illegal Mexican invasion. And he's been called nothing but names, attacked in the media, attacked by other countries, attacked by his own party, attacked by the Democratic Party. So then it comes to the Chinese. Trump tells them, let's close this. Of course, again, he's attacked by the Democratic Party, the media, the liberals, and so on and so forth. You know, and for this guy to get on there, I'd like to ask this guy, did you see one Democrat? You know, all these congressmen can put up a bill and say, we're going to stop this immediately and get it passed. The Democrats could easily get a Democratic bill through the House. And yet you didn't see one of them put up nothing. But this guy doesn't say nothing about them or the other Republicans that have not done anything, but he comes after Trump, who has tried and been stopped. Well, you know what? I'll take an effort. I'll take an honest effort rather than no effort, rather than nobody that says anything. And that's what we've gotten out of this Democratic Congress and some of the Republicans that have no spine. But, you know, here's what gets me. This guy that called in, how come he didn't say nothing about our good old bosom buddies and best friends from Tel Aviv that apparently knew about this in November but gave the U.S. no warning? But we're supposed to praise them. Oh, they told us about 9/11 and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other.
But we didn't hear a word about this, but China was, in constant communication with them, and they were getting supplies from China. China was getting supplies from them and everything like that. But they're our good old best friend and ally, and I think that's quite interesting, Michael. I'd like to hear your comment. Thank you.
Well, Israel is claiming that they learned about the coronavirus from U.S. intelligence agencies, although they won't say which one.
Well, they said they had been, now the reports I heard is they had been communicating with China, and they had been informed, they were in briefings with China. China was briefing them constantly about it back in November. And then again, you have this, military Olympic Games or whatever was going on. How do we know? How does anybody know that Israel didn't send their military team over there and do this and then stand back and just wring their hands and watch the chaos, go on? But from what I'm understanding here, Israel and China were in constant communication back in November before it even became an issue here. Nothing that I saw had anything with the U.S. involvement in any type of knowledge aspect until December, maybe January. So hopefully some of the other callers, because we got such a great call group here with knowledge about these issues and very up on current events, maybe they'll have something to add to that. But thanks a bunch, Michael. I don't want to keep you. But thank you so much, and I hope you're feeling great.
Well, I am. Thank you very much. I'm going to switch over to Sebastian in Sweden. Hello, Sebastian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hello, Mike. I didn't want to talk about anything about Corona, but I'll have to throw this in, your previous caller. I noticed that Israel has the least amount per population, the least amount of deaths than in most other countries. So maybe they have some sort of better way of defining the virus than most countries. So it could have been a collusion. I don't know. But I want to get off of Corona and talk about the crude oil. 26 cents a barrel right now. That's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. I mean, it's good for you and I. It's good for ordinary people. But,
bad
for the corporation.
Not really. I mean, okay, I have a truck. It's diesel. It's not running at the moment, but I can see myself going and filling up diesel tanks. But I don't want to have any gasoline tanks around the house. That's pretty dangerous.
Yes.
But gold went up to $1,700 an ounce at 12 o'clock today.
Yep.
And then it was down to 16.95 or something. But that's unbelievable. I don't think I've ever seen crude oil 26 cents a barrel. Somebody must. I don't know. I don't know how people are going to any country's going to survive, even Russia, because Putin said that he could go to 20 and 25, and still make pretty good. But I'm sure they have a lot of reserves there, and even in America, they have a lot of oil reserves in America.
Well, there's the strategic reserve, but my understanding is that all of the available storage space is already taken up, and they're taken to keeping the crude oil on tankers just parked offshore. There's no demand for it right now because nobody can go anywhere.
But it's good for us. I can't wait to go tomorrow and tank up. Yeah, but in Sweden we have 60%. Of the price of gasoline goes on tax. So that means that I'll never be able to get it for like 20, the price of the per, fat, this barrel. It'll never be sweet. 60%. That's when that's why it's like, last time it was like $4 a gallon, and that's a real, last time I tanked that was $4 a gallon, equivalent to American gallon, and that's a real buy for us. That's like, we haven't seen that, and I don't know when, and now it must be like $3 or $2 a gallon. That's just, I can't wait to see the tanks tomorrow if I decide to go out. I'm usually just staying home because of the, the corona, but you take care, and all your listeners take care all over.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Carmen in Ohio. Hello, Carmen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to make comment about my hometown, which is Chicago. I always hear Tom from Florida talking about Chicago in particularly. The governor of Illinois, Pritzker, made a purchase of masks and gloves from China for $17 million, and he bought counterfeit. They're of no use to anyone. While on the other hand, we have a distributor in Chicago, a man by the name of Dr. Willie Wilson, who is a black businessman who owns a factory in China, and he has his own health distribution, and he distributes at Costco and other stores. And he called the governor when this first coronavirus broke out to offer his assistance, and the governor never returned his phone call. So in Chicago, he has been giving gloves out to first responders, hospitals, seniors, anyone that needs help. Last week, he gave out $1 million of his own money, $1,000 to each family, 10 out of 10 different churches, to help people who are having a hard time. This story, you know, we get so many negative stories out of Chicago, but I don't hear Tom or anyone else say anything positive. And no one in Chicago understands why the governor can't do business with Dr. Willie Wilson. He's very respected, and he's also running for office out of Illinois. But the governor can't find time to return his phone call, yet he can waste $17 million on counterfeit gloves and masks that are no good to anyone. And I also wanted to let Tom know that he's always mentioning the picture, a picture of President Obama, Jesse Jackson, and the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. Well, if you live in Chicago, that's not unusual. And I'd also like to tell Tom that while he's at it, I'm sure there's pictures of Father Slager, Michael Slager, who is also an activist in Chicago, Catholic priest, and he has to. He keeps company with the same people that Tom is talking about. So you'll find pictures of him also, and he's a white priest. So that's all I have to say is that there is that Illinois is ignoring. We always hear about blacks not progressing or whatever. This is a self-made millionaire. He came from Louisiana with change in his pocket. He owned 5 McDonald's at one time, and now he's in the health distribution business, and the governor could not take the time to return his phone call, but rather waste $17 million than to call Dr. Willie Wilson back and let him help him. So that's all I wanted to say, Mike.
Oh, well, thank you for the information, and maybe the voters will remember this next election. So we're going to let you go and switch over to Charles in Michigan. Aloha, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? We lost Charles. Okay, let's go to Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Concerning an earlier caller, and I think this has to do with logic or, the etiology, I think it's called. If a guy gets in a motorcycle accident and ends up in the hospital and then dies from a heart attack, what causes death? We attribute it to the motorcycle accident. Likewise, when it's a heat wave in the summer and the elderly die, we don't blame it on their pre-existing condition. We attribute it to the heat wave. So therefore, if somebody, the coronavirus sends somebody with a pre-existing condition into the emergency room and they die from a kidney problem, we don't blame it on the kidney problem. We blame it on what sent them to the emergency room. Because remember, if there was no coronavirus, the person with a kidney problem wouldn't have been sent to the emergency room. People need to understand. Right, but generally, as in the case of the person I know in my town, it was the coronavirus that killed them, that sent them ultimately to the hospital.
Let me come back with a counterexample here. Let's go back to our gentleman on the motorcycle, and he had a motorcycle accident. Let's say that he didn't have the motorcycle accident, then he has a heart attack.
Right, then it would be the heart attack. But it's what brings you to the emergency room is the way we usually attribute the death. And many of these people, if there was no coronavirus, they would not be sent to the emergency room. And that's why so many of these deaths, and I argue, are correctly attributed to coronavirus, because if there was no coronavirus, everybody would have been fine. And as we remember, and this is, you know, part of my ongoing argument on your show, is that unlike what our Dr. Rush Limbaugh says, the coronavirus is not the common cold. I don't know people personally in my life who claim it's the common cold. Likewise, I'd like to say, you know, if this disease is a hoax, as some of the people claim it's a hoax, and nothing more than the common cold, then why do people, the same people, want to bomb China over it? Or why does Tom Cotton and Dan Crenshaw want to sue China for the devastating damages of this common cold? You understand? That's part of the incoherence of the narrative of the people on the right. Now, listen, I got to be honest. I'm not happy with these liberal governors. I think we should reopen the economy.
Yes.
I think, but however, unlike your earlier caller, Al from Canada, I think the decent thing to do is, at this stage of the game, for maybe the next month, people wear masks when entering into closed places and in close proximity of complete strangers. You notice it was funny, Al from Canada, he said he wears a mask to protect himself, but he won't show the common courtesy of wearing a mask in public to protect strangers. He gets outraged by that. You understand? As I've said, this is the long slog when you fight diseases like that. When they fought the Spanish flu, it didn't end overnight. It took months and months of people wearing masks, getting out there and taking care of the ill, quarantining people before the disease finally subsided. If you think ignoring it is going to make these diseases go away, that's not how these diseases work, and the historical precedent proves that. So, you know, and Michael, you're in my camp on this. I know this. We take the middle route. We think, you know, yes, open up business, but yes, wear masks and try to, you know, keep the elderly in these old folks' homes isolated and try to keep people who are spreaders from these elderly. And I think that's just being, you know, taking the middle route, and that's called being reasonable. But we do need to open the economy, and some of these states are getting tyrannical. I live in New Jersey, and today, since my state parks are closed, I drove over the bridge, and we took a walk through a Pennsylvania state park, and I'd like to thank the state of Pennsylvania for that. And on that note, thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Ray in Indiana. Ray, hello. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, and well, I called to talk Corona too and everything else, but let me give you a quick humor story. It's real quick. We have a street preacher. We have a corner here in the street preacher, and he's got a PA, and he's got six or seven people there with a big cross and all that. And this happened a couple months ago, and so I go walking up there, and they come walking all excited, with a little piece of paper in their hand. What I did is I put my forearms up in a cross and said loudly enough so everybody could hear me, "Aloha snack bar." And she just stopped in her tracks, looked at me. She had no idea what to say. So thanks for that, and I'll be using it again because they stumped them all. They did not know what to say to that. So anyway,
well,
I thought you'd get
imagine,
out of that.
Absent the context of the show, I could understand why maybe there was a little bit of confusion.
Yes. So anyway, the reason I called is, a while back I called about Dr. J. Bhattacharya's doing an antibody test in California. Have you talked about it, or anybody else talked about it? Because they did an update on that.
We've talked about several of the different tests and the fact that there seems to be a reliability issue with pretty much all of them.
No, well, yeah, he agrees with that. No, he's doing antibody tests in California, and they got they did Santa Clara County, and they have the results online from the Santa Clara County. And there's because of being a statistical sample and the test and everything else, they're saying anywhere from 2.5 to 4% of the people in that county have antibodies. So they've been exposed to it, and they're now getting getting ready to release the results from L.A. County. Oh, I hear the music. I'm sorry. You want to hold me? You want me to go?
Yeah, I'm going to hold you. I'm going to hold you. I'll come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Ray in Indiana, and we're talking about all the testing that's going on, antibodies tests, and they're going to come out with the LA numbers. And the numbers are basically showing that more people have been exposed and recovered from COVID-19 than was previously known, which when you add those into the statistics, again, it puts the actual lethality rate down there with the ordinary seasonal flu here. And again, a big issue was with the quality of the tests themselves. Apparently, the first round of tests put out by the CDC were damaged by a lab contamination. And it sort of calls into question this idea of fast-tracking these products, where you're not taking the care to make sure that they're really what they're supposed to be, which is why I would never allow myself to be given a fast-track vaccine. Ray, right. You there?
Yes, I'm still here. I was letting you finish. You did a great summation there. And I'm giving you the highlights from the video titled Uncommon Knowledge with Peter Robinson. It's a regular podcast that he does. And it's about 42 minutes, and I highly recommend it because Dr. Jay Patasturia goes into details about the survey and everything else, and it's very credible. He comes off and he explains it real well to the layperson, real well. So it, but like you said, it that there's got a lot of people that have been exposed to it and recovered. So right now, one of the things that comes out in the video is just because you have antibodies doesn't mean that you're immune. It's the level of antibodies. So at this point in time, they don't know what level you need to be immune. So he's saying we're not. It's now got to the point where we're not going to get rid of corona. We're going to have to learn to live with it, and it's going to be like a seasonal flu, and we're going to have to learn to live with it. The possibility of a vaccine is slim because, like I said, at this point, they don't even know what level of antibodies you need to be immune from it. So, like I said, it's a great video, and he does a great job with it. And so he's saying those numbers work out to be almost 85 times less than what they were saying. So that would put it less than the seasonal flu is what I'm trying to say. So it, and like I say, we'll get the results from the L.A. County this week. And L.A. County has 10 million people. So that's going to give us a lot better numbers to work with and everything else. And then, and while I got your attention, there was a caller last week talking about Andrew, damn, I forgot his last name, sorry. Anyway, he's not credible. I'm drawing a blank on his name. All right. You have a great show. Keep up the great work. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We got to take a break for station identification. We've got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.